All right, I'm just going to check my levels on the recording. I think it looks pretty good to me. Okay, so for those people who were not here before, aka the people listening to this on YouTube the week after I've done this, hi. This is going to be a head pat resistance induction where I'm just going to gently guide you into trance, but also you're going to try and actively resist going into trance. But it's going to feel really comfy. And there might be some feelings of like, being torn between two places or two states, that's okay. Just be prepared that that's probably going to happen. It's probably going to make you feel kind of a bit like, oh no. That's the goal anyway. So before we begin, just make sure you're sitting or lying down in a nice comfortable position where you can relax easily and effortlessly in a place where you're not likely to be disturbed for some time. Also, if you could just go ahead and close your eyes, that would be excellent. Thank you. All right. So with your eyes closed, I just want you to imagine something for me. I'm going to paint a scene in the back of your mind. And while I paint the scene in the back of your mind, I just want you to focus and fixate on it. While you're focusing and fixating on the scene that I paint in the back of your mind, I also want you to focus and fixate on the idea of you trying not to be hypnotized. You see, the fun about resistance inductions is that active kind of tug of you trying not to be hypnotized, but also realizing that eventually you know you're going to be hypnotized. And with your eyes closed like that, I just want you to imagine something for me. I want you to imagine how good it would feel to have somebody gently playing with your hair. Their hands caressing your scalp. Gently starting to scratch your head and pat your head and making you feel so safe and comfortable and warm and secure. Could you imagine what that would be like to have somebody's hands just running over your scalp? Touching all of those places. You know, a person's scalp is so very sensitive. It has so many little nerve endings on it that when it feels like it's having head pats, it just makes you feel so comfortable and warm, safe and secure, like you're being looked after. And there's no better feeling in the world. Or there might be one. The one that you're trying to actively resist right now, the one that you're thinking about not falling into trance, but yet the idea of you being scratched and patted into trance just is so inviting. But you can resist, can't you? You can actively resist my advances as I gently give you the idea of someone gently playing with your hair. And maybe their hands just touch all those right places. Maybe their hands just scratch in all those right places. As your head is just gently patted, as your hair is played with, as it feels so comfortable, so safe, as you just start to relax into that feeling and then remember that you're not supposed to be relaxing. In fact, you're supposed to be resisting. And try as you might, you just find yourself going along with those feelings and yet trying to actively resist at the same time. And it's kind of this giving you this dichotomy of feeling so comfortable, safe, and relaxed, having your head patted like this, but also trying to actively resist. And that's okay. It's okay to be in two minds about this feeling. It's okay to find yourself being pulled in one direction and another. And isn't it funny how the more you focus on your head being scratched, the more you focus on your head being patted and your hair being gently played with, that you find yourself in this place where you're like having your hair played with and then remembering what you're supposed to be doing and then giving in for a moment and then remembering exactly that you're supposed to be resisting this. And it's almost like you're fractionating your own mind between those two states. That you're going between one and the other and one and the other and one and the other as it just loops around in your mind. And of course, these hands know exactly how you like your hair played with, exactly how you like your head patted, how you like your head scratched like this, as it feels so very good, so very calming, so very relaxing. And all the while you keep trying to resist. Emphasis on trying. Isn't it funny how sometimes when we focus on trying to do something, how the opposite just occurs? Like when you try and resist going into trance, trance just happens. And I wonder when you start to give in. I wonder when you realize that resistance is in fact futile. As what feels so very good is you being so very good. And allowing your head to be patted, to be scratched. Allowing yourself to have this moment where you can just have somebody else's hands on your scalp, gently leading you, gently guiding you into trance. Gently taking everything away from you for a moment as you just focus on the feelings of having your head scratched, patted, your hair gently played with, as it feels so good to just give in. So give in. Give in. Allow it to happen. Allow it to just check you even further, even deeper down. Down to those feelings of comfort and relaxation. As I bet you can feel so safe and secure, so soft and safe, with somebody else's hands in your hair playing with you, as it feels so very good. A lot of people start to associate the feeling of head pats with the feeling of comfort, with the feeling of safety, with the feeling of being praised. And it makes them feel good. I wonder if it does the same for you, as many, many other people out there feel these feelings, as maybe you feel them too. Focus on that for a moment. And while you focus and fixate on that, you start realizing that resistance is just draining from your mind, and that's okay. Because of course, the more you try and resist, the more you realize that there's no point in resisting. There's been no point in resisting this entire time. So all you seem to be focused and fixated on is the feelings of having your hair played with. That's right. So let the resistance go. Let it trickle out of your mind. Give in to the feelings. The feelings that feel so good, so right, so safe, so comforting. Now, just let it all go. Just let it all drift. Just let it all dissipate. And while you feel so comfortable, so safe and warm, you can also feel so happy and content right here, right now, letting somebody else just take control for a moment, letting somebody else just take everything away for a moment, while they gently run their fingers through your scalp, playing with your hair and making you feel so warm, so safe, so secure, so comfortable and relaxing. And yet, so very, very good, all at the same time. Because you and I both know that there's connotations around having your hair played with. There's connotations around having your head scratched and patted like this, as it makes you just feel so safe and secure in somebody else's grasp as they run their fingers through your hair. And that feels good, doesn't it? It feels so perfect in this moment. You can take a moment for yourself and just allow yourself to feel these feelings. To imagine what it would be like to be with someone right now. Just gently laying your head across their lap as they play with your hair. As they make you feel so safe and comfortable and warm and secure. So loved and cared for. That's right. As it feels so very good. So very nice. So very right for this moment. And all thoughts you may have had of resistance just completely vanished from your mind as you just focus on the feelings. Focusing on the feelings of feeling so good, feeling so warm, so safe, so comfortable. Because there's nothing else right now. There's nothing else for you to do. There's nothing else for you to say. There's nothing else for you to think. Just sinking further and further, deeper and deeper into comfort. Into relaxation, into safety. Of having your head patted like this. So gently, so safely, so secure. And now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, coming back to the waking world, but also having this lingering feeling of just comfort and security, knowing that you had such a good time having your head patted like this. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, energy starting to flood your body with 4, 5, 6, feeling so happy, so content, remembering each and every single moment with 7, 8, 9 on the next number, wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this file, and as always, don't forget to keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.